we can talk, but money talk, so talk more.
The Ash Cash Show, Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show, Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show, Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show, Show, Show. Ash Cash Show, Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show, Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show, Ash Cash Show.
Yeah, man. So welcome to the Ash Cash Show every Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Make sure you go to the ashcashshow.com, subscribe to the podcast, go to ashcashtv.com, subscribe to the YouTube channel. You know, behind the scenes, man, fast shout out to everybody on the check-in on YouTube, Facebook, everybody. Your spoiledness is in the building. Richard Hoggins is in the building. But yeah, I was just giving, you know, Ramaya his flowers, you know what I'm saying? But I want Ramaya Trask is the king of content, you know what I'm saying? The school of marketing. And really, you know what I'm saying? Like he came into my life serving, you know what I'm saying? So he came into my life of service, really was like looking at my brand and seeing stuff that I needed, and just was just kind of serving. And then ever since then, you know what I'm saying? Like he's been officially part of the team. And he's really been, instrumental in just kind of like, you know, just having thoughts and just making them come through. But you know, fast shout out to everybody on the team. Fast shout out to Jackie, fast shout out to Jamal, fast shout out to Alo, fast shout out to Nadira, fast shout out to Makeda. Of course, you know, fast shout out to the first lady. Because the truth of the matter is that without a team, it's just going to be difficult for you to serve, you know? And so a lot of people worry about money, right? A lot of people worry about money. But as you're worrying about money, you can't have faith and worry at the same time, right? So as you're worrying about money, you don't have faith. And in order for you to do and be what God has called you to do and be, you have to have faith. So if you don't have faith because you're worrying, then you're not being what you need to be. And then now you're not living your God self. You're not greatness on display, you know. And so I implore anybody, you know, find a team. If you can't pay a team, you know, find some strategic partners. Like you can't do this by yourself. I promise you can't. I tried to do it by myself for a long time and it kept me stagnant. You know what I'm saying? Like the moment I started trying to do stuff myself, it literally kept me stagnant. Like it kept me stuck. I kept getting to a certain level and then I retract right back. You know what I'm saying? I get to a certain level, then I retract right back. Like I never was able to like bust out and get to that next level. Because I didn't have the proper people in place, the proper team in place. And so I implore anybody, yo, if you are serious, you know what I'm saying, about serving though. And honestly, I've made more money by hiring people. I'll be 100% honest. I've made more money by hiring people to do the things that I don't have to do. You know what I'm saying? Because now that I'm, you know, that I have a team and I've hired people, I'm able to really focus on the things. I can focus on my strategic partnerships. I could do, you know, do some stuff. And so what I was saying yesterday, or while I wasn't here yesterday, I was saying the grind is not for the weak. So like this, yesterday was my first remote media tour. So a lot of people may not know what that is, and I'm gonna put y'all up on game. So let me put this website on here too, cause y'all playing around with me. Let me tell y'all why y'all playing around. A lot of y'all are not joining my six-figure author challenge because you think you're not an author and you don't see how it could benefit you. But the truth of the matter is that the reason why you need to join the challenge is because I'm gonna teach you how to create 15 streams of income. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of y'all are not joining the challenge, and so we doing a challenge live again. So we about to do the six-figure author challenge live. Hit the link in my bio. Go to sixfigureauthorchallenge.com or hit the link in my bio. So we're doing the six-figure author challenge again live. And the reason why I'm doing it, I don't think y'all understand, is that the Six Figure Author Challenge is not just about writing a book. It's about creating 15 streams of income around your book. And so we're going to start on Monday. So October 25th, in God's will, October 25th to like, what's that, to the 29th? If that's the proper date. So we're starting on Monday. Yeah, the 25th to the 29th, we're going live. So here's what I'm saying. You need whether it's your story, whether it is building a story around your business. A lot of y'all have businesses, don't know how to promote the business. A book is the fastest way to do that, right? So let me tell you. So the reason why I'm telling you this disclaimer ahead of time. I think it starts 7 p.m. So it starts Monday at 7 p.m., 7 to 8 p.m. If you do VIP, we're starting at 6:30. And so you get to talk to me directly, 6:30 to 7, 7 to 8 is our lessons, right? If you're VIP, you get to keep the recordings, and you get into the group. But let me tell you why I'm saying this. So in one of the streams of income, right? One of the streams of income that I have, I tell you to do is brand partnerships, right? And books are the fastest way to create brand partnerships, right? Fastest way, unless you have a podcast. Podcasts are sort of like the newer way, right? The newer way that I've been seeing people do it without having a book is starting a podcast. So you start a podcast. So tap in with my guy David Shantz. If you start a podcast, there's ways that you could create affiliate income and brand partnerships and things of that nature. And that has been the other way that you could get, you know, brand partnerships. But when you are an author, well, you might not realize this, but when you are an author, you could create brand partnerships. So why? Why am I saying this? So yesterday, the reason why I didn't come onto the show was because I had a time conflict. And so yesterday was the first time that I did a radio media tour. And what is a radio media tour? A radio media tour is when a brand wants to align themselves with you, right? A brand wants to align themselves with you. And once the brand aligns themselves with you, they hire you to go on radio to talk about their product or service, right? So should I say who? Because you know what I'm saying? That's outside of my contractual thing, but I say it, right? So I don't know. I don't know if I can say it, right? But either which way. So yesterday, I did a radio media tour, right? And the radio media tour, literally from 7:55 to 12:40, right? I did 23 interviews back to back, right? And so a major, if you caught it, but a major bank and financial institution has a new secure credit card that came out. And I did a media. Ron, what up, Ron? Ah! Salute to my G, man. My G Ron is in the building, man. That's my brother, like my mother's kids, man. Salute to my guy, Ron. And so a major bank has a new secure credit card that came out yesterday. And so they hired me from 7:55 to 12:40. I did 23 interviews back to back. 23. So I was dead to the world. That's why fast shout out to Ramaya for holding it down Mind Right Money Academy last night. That's why I wasn't in the building. Because I was done. Done to the world. My brain was fried. I couldn't do nothing, right? But think about this, right? What's the challenge? So you came in late. So actually, Mike, the Six Figure Author Challenge is go to the website. You'll see what the challenge is about. But the challenge is literally just teaching people how to, if you have a book, how to create 15 streams of income around your book. If you don't have a book, I'll teach you how to write your book the right way, or the ways to make sure that your book is done the right way, right? And so I was like, yo, even though the bank, you know, the bank and the team hired me to do this. I literally was on, I was nationwide. So I did, look, I'm gonna tell you all the places, right? So my first stop was Philadelphia, New Jersey. I did a nationally syndicated show. I was in Boston, Cincinnati. I was in Iowa. I was in Dallas. I was, this one is nationally syndicated, so this is everywhere. I was in Dallas. I was in Phoenix, another nationally syndicated show. Chicago, Orlando, Los Angeles, another nationally syndicated show. Los Angeles, but also nationally syndicated. Washington, D.C., nationally syndicated. Los Angeles, Providence, Rhode Island, nationally syndicated, and then Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? And so it was dope. You know what I'm saying? It was dope because it's like, yo, like you really, not only are you being paid to be like a, you know, spokesperson or whatever, you know what I'm saying? For a brand, right? For a major brand. But also now my brand is being exposed in markets that I've never really had exposure, right? Yo, literally, I didn't know this. Let me tell you. Yo, literally, when I was on a call with the guy, with the radio person from Iowa, when the radio host was saying my story, reading my intro, yo, he was like, yo, I sit on a board of a nonprofit organization that deal with at-risk youth. I don't know what I'm thinking, right? I don't know what I'm thinking, but I didn't think that that Iowa has at-risk youth. Yo, what is Iowa doing with at-risk youth? That's just me coming from a big city, right? That's just me coming from New York, coming from, you know, Atlanta, just like Iowa, at-risk youth, which I got to be at risk about. But that's me being naive. You know what I'm saying? That's me being naive. And so because of my naiveness, I really just didn't know. So the guy said, yo, I'm going to hit you behind the scenes because they need to hear your message, right? Iowa, fam. I don't think y'all understand what I'm saying. Iowa. You know what I'm saying? And I no, respectfully, I just think Iowa is one of those states that everybody's doing good. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's an assumption that I made. But they got a whole nonprofit dealing with at-risk youth in Iowa. And so it opened my eyes, right? So not only, so look, and the reason, right, the brand saw the alignment was because I'm a nationally recognized author. Right, the brand, like if I wasn't an author, if I wasn't nationally recognized, it wouldn't, you know what I'm saying? Like it wouldn't be a dope story. The intro, yo, the intro, I got the whole script. You know, the intro is like, look, tell you the intro. Intro is like, yo, joining us today is nationally known financial educator and expert Ash Cash, you know, who's teamed up with this bank to share some of his secrets to building your credit. Right, known as the financial motivator, Ash Cash is a best-selling author of numerous books, including, including Mind Right, Money Right, 10 Laws of Financial Freedom. You know, I just sound more powerful. So if you don't understand, right, if you don't understand the power of having a book and using that book to create multiple streams of income and reach people that would never be reached, I cannot help you. That's why you need to join the Six Figure Author Challenge. We're going back again live Monday on the 25th, right? But that's my point. Think about this, right? It was great money for 4 hours of work, right? 4 hours. Hey yo. For what I was paid to do this event. Or do this tour, I could pay multiple people's mortgages, is what I'm saying, right? For 4 hours of work. You know what I'm saying? And why am I saying that? Because everybody has a story, everybody has impact, everybody need, like I again, I'm telling you, I did not realize, right? I didn't realize that my story, you understand? I'm from the projects in Harlem, New York. I grew up during the crack era. Yo, I grew up during the crack era, like crack. Yo, like I grew up. Yo, you don't even understand. Like walking through the hallways, it's piss in the hallways, right? Yo, it's piss in the elevator, and the low. Look, let me tell you the game. You know, the lower the floors, the lower the floor, the more piss there is, right? Because people would, like, crackheads would run in the building real quick, and like I'm talking about women too, would like pull down their pants and pee in the hallway. I lived on the first floor. And so I saw it all. I lived on the first floor. If you lived on the higher floors, then you was lucky. Because nobody's going to the 14th floor. Nobody's going to the 10th floor. Nobody doing none of that. You know what I'm saying? The first floor was nasty. Elevators, nasty. Hallways, nasty. You know what I'm saying? Crack vials everywhere, nasty. You know what I'm saying? Dead bodies, shootouts, like. Yo, I'm from the bottom, when Ho said, yo, I was raised in the projects, roaches and rats, that was real. Yo, I lived on the first floor. Make sure y'all get from the block to the bank if y'all ain't get it. Yo, I lived on the first floor, right? On the first floor, there was the garbage disposal right by my window. And so all the trash that was collected from around the projects, though, not just my building, all the trash that was collected from the whole projects, that whole thing was right there, right? And that means that all the rats and all that would run into my crib. Yo, salute to the first lady. When we first met, hey, yo, she used to come to my house. First lady used to come to my house. Yo, I used to, look, let me tell you a secret. I used to literally go to sleep with Hot 97 on so I wouldn't hear the rats moving around while I'm sleeping. Yo, you know, it's crazy. Like, y'all don't even think y'all understand. Like, I had to literally, like, turn on the radio. I don't think y'all understand. And to be that guy, right? That guy who is now, I'm one of the top financial educators on the planet. You know what I'm saying? Like on the planet. I say nation because you know what I'm saying? Like, all right, cool. But really it's on the planet because when you think about the different countries that the message was able to touch, you know what I'm saying? It's just a blessing, right? To be able to affect lives globally, I don't take that for granted. It's a blessing. But the truth of the matter is that without, you know what I'm saying? Like, without, I live in a dope ass house. I'll be honest with you, right? Like, I don't worry about roaches and rats no more. You know what I'm saying? I promise you, I'm not saying this to flex, but my ceilings are 20 feet right now. You know what I'm saying? I got 20 foot ceiling. My closet, I'm gonna tell you, my closet is 2 times the size of the bedroom I grew up in as an adult. Right? My closet. You know what I'm saying? One day I'll take y'all through a tour. My closet is 2 times the size of the bedroom that I grew up in. You know what I'm saying? It's a blessing. I get to wake up every day and do what I love to do and get paid to do it. You know what I'm saying? I need y'all to understand, like, yo, at no time, though, like, I just woke up and I was obedient, though. You know what I'm saying? You got to wake up and be obedient. You know what I'm saying? And when I say this, and I'm gonna say this real quick, because I feel this in my spirit, right? And I just gotta talk my truth for a second. You know, I don't care what your faith is. I don't care what denomination you practice. I don't care what you believe in. But the two things, right? The two things that you need in order to be successful in life is faith and patience. You know what I'm saying? You have to have faith and patience. Without faith and patience, nothing's going to work. You know what I'm saying? If you open up your Bible, right? If you open up your Bible and you read the story of Joseph, right? If you open up your Bible and you read the story of Joseph, you know, he got to the point where people bowed down to him, right? Where people, you know, because he had faith and patience. If you open up your Quran, right? For my Akis out here, if you open up your Quran, right? And you go to Surah 12 with the story of Joseph, same story, right? It was his obedience, right? It was his obedience. It was his faith and his patience and his unwavering that got him to the throne, right? And the throne just simply means you walking in your purpose. You walking your God self, right? Joseph had a revelation, right? Joseph had a revelation. Bought the revelation, right? Bought the revelations to his father. And say, yo, this is the revelation that I had. Pop's like, yo, chill. Don't tell your brothers because they're going to try to hurt you. Right? Joseph still was like, all right, cool. Right? Was still obedient. Was still obedient. Brothers try to hurt him, throw him in the well. Other family picked him up. Right? Still obedient. Didn't waver. Right? Get the governor's wife, right? The governor's wife tried to attack him and tried to, you know, do some things. Joseph like, nah, I'm good. I'm being obedient, right? And so gets out of that situation. Get a group of ladies trying to take advantage of Joseph again. He said, I'm good. I'm staying obedient. I got faith. I'm being patient. I'm being obedient. Gets thrown in jail, right? He gets thrown in jail. After he gets thrown in jail, still becomes obedient, right? Joseph is still obedient. And think about it. What got him, right? What got him out of jail? His gift, right? What got him out of jail? So what y'all don't realize is that you in jail right now. Look, I should have been a preacher. Yo, what you don't realize is that you in jail right now, but because you're not being obedient, you can't get out of jail. Oh, I'm trying to tell y'all, you got to look at stuff different. You got to look at stuff different, right? You in jail right now, but you can't get out of jail because you're not being obedient. You got a gift, and you're not using that gift, and because you're not using that gift, your ass still in jail. Your ass is still in jail. You can't get out of jail, right? And so what happens? My guy says, yo, Joseph, like, yo, I'm going to be obedient and I'm going to use my gift. He didn't even use his gift for him. He used the gift for someone else, right? And him using that gift for someone else, and yo, it didn't even happen immediately, though. Here's the gag. Him using his gift for somebody else, he didn't even get out of jail immediately. He got out of jail later. You know what I'm saying? And then after he got out of jail, he kept using the gift till eventually he's sitting on his throne. And his throne is just his God self. You know what I'm saying? And so a lot of us, you know what I'm saying? And it was in my heart to say that story because it's like a real life account of what's happening right now. You know what I'm saying? Like it's like a real life account of what's happening right now. Like a lot of us are so scared to tell our story. A lot of us are holding on. So think about everything. Think about this, though, right? Brother's betrayal, stuck in a well, made a slave, right? Put in jail. All of these things, these negative, right? These so-called negative things that happen had at any time, though, at any time that this thing was happening, had he wavered, he wouldn't be living his best life, right? Had he wavered, he wouldn't have been living his best life. At any moment, like each of those situations happened in a way that had to happen, right? It had to happen, right? It had to happen in order for that to happen. You know what I'm saying? Like it had to happen. It had to get to that space, right? It had to get to that space where all these quote unquote negative things happen. It had to happen like that, right? It had to happen in order for him to get to where he's got going. And so a lot of us are like holding on to our stories. A lot of us are not using our stories. Like, I don't feel no way when I tell y'all where I'm from. I don't feel no way. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't feel no way. You know what I'm saying? I don't feel no way. You know why? Because I get it now. I get it. Hey, how would I connect with somebody in Iowa if I ain't go through what I went through? Right? How would I get letters from jail all the time. I get letters from jails all the time. How would I connect with somebody who locked up if I didn't go through what I went through? You know what I'm saying? So I ain't tripping. You know what I'm saying? I ain't tripping. You know what I'm saying? I ain't tripping. Because at the end of the day, it's like, you know, like we not the only one. You know what I'm saying? We not the only one. Like what you going through, you really not the only one. Hold on, Steve, tell him.
Listen, getting successful, whatever you consider successful, if it's rich, whatever.
Listen to this bar real quick.
It's not a magic trick.
It's not a magic trick.
It's not God picks certain people he'll make rich and certain people he don't.
Yep.
He gives all of us as his children the power of choice.
Power of choice. You get to choose.
You have a say-so in that. You can decide to be rich. And with God's help, it's highly doable. But you first have to think it. What makes it hard is your lack of belief that it can happen for you. The fact of it is, though, it's very doable. But you got to change, though. If you keep doing what you've been doing, you're going to keep getting what you've been getting. So if you're at a place in your life,
yep,
and you ain't happy with it,
if you ain't happy,
you have to change some things.
You got to change some things.
But you have to make a conscientious decision that you're going to change. And it's not dependent on anybody else. It don't matter what your mama thinks.
Don't matter.
It don't matter what your coworkers think. It don't matter what your siblings think. It don't matter what your children think. It don't matter.
It don't matter.
They have nothing to do with it. This decision is yours and yours alone. You have to live your life with the expectation that great things are coming your way.
Yep.
And that's how it works.
Expectation.
Now, let me teach it to you.
Wait, hold on.
Grab your remote.
Wait, hold on, Steve. Hold on. Hey, yo, you got to live with the expectation that great things are coming your way. So I don't even really care. I don't really care what you're going through. I think that's why I'm the right one. Right? I'm the right one. When I go in these schools and I hear people's story, I don't feel, I'm actually happy for people who go through things. You don't even understand how happy I am when I hear that you're going through something. Right? Because I know that if you're going through something and it's God's will that you're going through something, right? If it's God's will that you're going through something, expect that test will be your testimony. Right? If it's God's will that you're going through something and you come out of that thing alive, oh, I'm happy for you. God, you chosen. Hey, yo, God just chose you. You don't even understand how you chosen. Yo, you sitting around moping around about this situation where you was just chosen. In hindsight, I said, yo, God chose me. Yo, you know how many of my friends that I got a friend that I grew up with that got 65 years to life. I'm talking about a friend that I was with a lot. I got a friend that I grew up with that got 65 years to life. He will never, right? And how old was he when? So, hey, yo, he was in his 20s when he got locked up, which means that if he ever sees the light of day, if he ever sees the light of day, if it is God's will, and he sees the light of day, he will be in his 80s. He will be in his 80s when he sees the light of day, right? And so, yo, do you understand the things that I was around, that I went through, that my life could have went a whole different other way? And I'm here in front of y'all with an international platform, talking to millions of people and inspiring and motivating millions of people. Do you understand how I know that I've been chosen, right? But here's the trick, though. Here's the trick. I'm gonna give you a secret, right? It's that everybody's chosen. Everybody is chosen. Steve got to go back because I want you to hear that part. I don't think y'all heard that part. I want you to hear the part. All right, I want you to hear the part where God says, "Look, everybody's chosen. You just got to be obedient, though." Right? Meaning that it was the choices I made. So here's the thing. I always used to get. I don't want to get too religious, but. I always got hung up between like, yo, how is it God? How is there God's will, right? How is one thing God's will, but then on the other hand, we're taught that we have free will to do whatever we want, right? So in my mind, I was always confused, right? I was always confused. I said, yo, how is it God's will? But then I have free will. If it's God's will, then God's just going to decide. And let me just follow suit, right? But what you got to understand is that even though there's God's will, you still have the free will to choose, right? And so, prime example, if we go back to Joseph for a second, right? We go back to Joseph for a second. When Joseph was in a compromising situation, right? Joseph was in a compromising situation, and it was God's will, though. It was God's will that he was in that compromising situation, right? Because God knows best. So it was God's will that he was in a compromising situation, but Joseph had the free will to choose what he wanted to do. He could have succumbed to a compromising situation and buckled, then a different outcome, right? Then a different outcome would have happened, or... He could have been obedient and stayed faithful, and then he got the outcome that he got, right? And so what am I saying is that there is no such thing as there's a such thing as a chosen one, but there really is no such thing as a chosen one. It's really God chooses everybody. God don't got no favorites. I ain't God favorite. We all God favorites, right? We all God's children. Like God ain't got no favorite. God ain't like, which one of the children, which one of my children am I going to bless today? And which ones am I going to leave out in the cold? Like, that ain't it. If that's what you believe, that ain't it. We all chosen, right? But you have a choice. Hold on, let me go back. Let me let Steve
go. Liquid means rewind. Gunshot means forward. You requested it, so we rewind. Reggae and motivation combined. That's inspiration for another level. Mind Right Radio. Elevate your mind. To elevate your life.
Listen, getting successful, whatever you consider successful, if it's rich, whatever, it's not a magic trick. It's not God picks certain people he'll make rich and certain people he don't. He gives all of us as his children,
yep,
the power of choice.
Power of choice.
You have a say-so.
You better say so.
You can decide to be rich.
Yep.
And with God's help, it's highly doable.
But you first have to think it.
First have to think it.
What makes it hard is your lack of belief that it can happen for you. The fact of it is, though, it's very doable. But you got to change, though. If you keep doing what you've been doing,
yep,
you're going to keep getting,
you're gonna keep getting
what you've been getting.
What you've been getting.
So if you're at a place in your life and you ain't happy with it, you have to change some things. But you have to make a conscientious decision that you're going to change. And it's not dependent on anybody else.
Not dependent on anybody
else.
It
don't matter what your mama thinks.
It don't matter.
It don't matter what your coworkers think.
It don't matter what nobody thinks.
It don't matter what your siblings think. It don't matter what your children think. It don't matter. They have nothing to do with it.
Yep.
This decision is yours and yours alone.
It's yours and yours alone.
You have to live your life with the expectation that great things are coming your way.
Expectation.
And that's how it works. Now, let me teach it to you. You grab your remote. You press the power button. What do you expect to happen? You expect the TV to come on. Guess what? It come on. If you want to see SportsCenter Channel 46, and you press 4-6 and OK or select, what do you expect?
What do you expect?
SportsCenter. And guess what show up? SportsCenter. See, God is tied to all of this. You better understand what I'm trying to tell you. The Bible says a man is as he thinketh.
As he thinketh.
God created us in his image. God thought of this world. He thought of it. So he created it. So he made you just like him, that your thoughts can create things.
There is a scripture, Habakkuk 2:2.
Yep.
It says, write the vision.
Write the
and
vision.
And make it plain.
And make it plain.
So that he who reads it will run to it.
Yep.
And even though it tarry.
Even though it tarry.
It means take a long time.
Take a long time.
Wait for it.
Wait.
For surely it
surely
will come.
It will come.
At an appointed time.
At an appointed time.
That's the trick. But the appointed time is what throw people off. Because most of you, when you ask God for something, he sends it. He ships it immediately. As soon as you ask him something, you really believe he'll do it, he boxes it up and he ships it to you immediately. The problem with the package is he never gives you the date that the package is
going
to
arrive. You never get the date, though. That's our problem.
The requirement he has of all of us, which is faith.
Faith.
Faith is the belief in things that you cannot see.
Cannot
see.
So
if you ask God for $1 million, he sent the million.
He sent it already.
As soon as you asked for it. But it's going to come at an appointed time. The problem is people stop waiting on the package. Then when it get to you, because he delivers only to Faith Street. When he delivers to you on Faith Street, but you done stepped off of Faith Street, you over here on I Don't See How Circle. He don't ship that.
He don't ship this to you. Look,
instead of staying on Faith Street,
stay on Faith Street.
Over here to I Don't Believe It Boulevard.
I Don't Believe It Boulevard.
Or It Took Too Long Avenue.
It Took Too Long Avenue.
When the package come to Faith Street.
Where's your faith?
Just like the post office and FedEx. If you ain't there to receive it, it got to go back. That's how it works, man. You have control of this. This belongs to you. This is yours. You're the captain.
You're the captain.
You're the master. You're the foreman. You're the general. You're the head. Don't give control of this to nobody.
To nobody.
Negativity, you can protect yourself from negativity.
Protect yourself.
And that's what stops most people, negative thoughts. You can coat your mind from negativity. It's a real simple exercise to do. I do it every morning before I walk out the door. So I walk out as a positive person. You know, I get tired sometimes. That's different from being negative. Because I get mentally drained from my job at times. But to coach your mind from negativity, the way you can put a coating around your mind is with one simple thing, gratitude.
Gratitude.
Gratitude erases negativity. I'm going to show you how this works. If you wake up in the morning, you start having negative thoughts.
Gratitude.
Man, save my day. I woke up on the wrong side of the bed. I'm tripping. I just don't feel myself. Every time you feel in the middle of the day, if you
hey, Doris, that's your answer. Gratitude.
Stop. Just stop for a second. And start going over in your mind everything you have to be grateful for. Not everything you want.
everything you already have. What you have is substantial. You just haven't gone over the list and taken inventory in a long time.
Yep, you ain't take inventory.
You can walk. That's a blessing.
That's a blessing.
The fact that you woke up,
that's another blessing.
The fact that you can see, think, reason, that's another blessing.
That's another blessing.
The fact that you can go somewhere and get yourself something to eat,
that's another blessing.
The fact that you can go and turn the key and call someplace home, that's another blessing.
Yep.
The ability to dream is a blessing.
That's a blessing.
The fact that you have an opportunity to get it right is another blessing.
Another blessing.
The fact that you're beautiful, that's another blessing. The fact that you have any measure of health, that's another blessing.
That's another blessing.
And I'm just talking to you. I don't even know you. I could give you 50 things you ought to be grateful for right now. I don't even know you. Start coating your mind with gratitude. It'll change everything for you.
So listen. I need you to understand that, right? So fast shout to Doris. So Doris asked on a YouTube, so how do you beat discouragement that comes often? You know what I'm saying? How do you beat discouragement that comes often? And so this is what I'm saying. You know, that's why there has to be faith. That's why there has to be belief. That's why you got to be obedient, right? Because you have to realize that when you are grateful, right, when you have an attitude of gratitude, that's how you win in life. You know what I'm saying? That's how you win in life. Because the reason, and this is just being 100% honest, the reason why discouragement happens is because you're looking at things with the wrong eye. I'm just being 100% honest. When you're discouraged, where does discouragement come from? Right? Where does discouragement come from? Discouragement comes from expectation. You're not going to be discouraged if you didn't expect anything, right? So I'm going to give you an example. If I put my daughter in private school and I expect that because she's in private school, she's going to come back and bring the family all A's. And so now I see her report card, and her report card is not what I expected. I'm discouraged. I'm disappointed, but I'm discouraged because I'm like, oh my God, what did I do? I'm paying all this money and she's not getting the grades, right? Right? When you put out to do something or want something or whatever the case may be, if you don't see the outcome, that expectation that you put on the outcome, then you get discouraged. You're like, oh, this is never going to happen. I'm never going to go over there, right? You're discouraged because you are at a place right now, right? You're discouraged because you're at a place right now and you don't like the place that you're at right now. And so you're looking to go over there. And because you're looking to go over there, right, you don't think you could get over there. So now you're discouraged, right? But the truth of the matter is that in order to get over there, you have to be good with where you are right now, right? Yo, anybody tell you, I never complained about living in the projects. I never complained about my circumstance. I made the best out of everything. Yo, I ain't never complain. You ain't never hear me be like, yo, I hate the hood. I actually love the hood. I love the people. I love the neighborhood. Like, I don't look down on nobody. You never heard me complain about where I come from. Like, none of that. Even with the things that we had to maneuver. Because there was a level of gratitude. Because when you watch your friends get locked up and killed every summer. Yo, that's the thing. Yo, y'all don't even think y'all understand. Every summer, we were just hoping. Like, September was September was the best month. Yo, September was the best month. Like, that back to school season, even if you didn't go to school. Right? Even if you didn't go to school, yo, September was the best month. You know why? Because it was an indication that you made it. It was an indication. Oh, yo, you ain't get locked up. Oh, you ain't get killed. Oh, you good. Yo, September felt good. The breeze of everybody going back to school was dope. So there's a level. So I ain't even looking at over there. I ain't even looking at what's over there. I'm trying to make the best out of day by day. When you live in those type of environments, you're making the best of the day by day. So I had no time to be discouraged, because I was too busy and grateful. You know what I'm saying? I was too busy being grateful. And what happens is discouragement, disappointment is because you looking over there. You looking over there like, yo, I wish I was over there where you here right now, and you're not even showing gratitude for that. And so at the moment that we start showing gratitude for what we have right now, hold on. Let me let Wallace D. Wallace talk to you for a second.
The illustrations given in the last chapter will have conveyed to the reader the fact that the first step toward getting rich is to convey the idea of your wants to the formless substance.
Yep.
This is true, and you will see that in order to do so, it becomes necessary to relate yourself to the formless intelligence in a harmonious way. To secure this harmonious relation is a matter of such primary and vital importance that I shall give some space to its discussion here, give you instructions which, if you will follow them, will be certain to bring you into perfect unity of mind with
Cast
God.
These bars, y'all. Cast
the
these
whole
bars.
Process of mental adjustment and atonement can be summed up in one word, gratitude.
Gratitude.
First, you believe that there is one intelligent substance from which all things proceed. Second, you believe that this substance gives you everything you desire. And third, you relate yourself to it by a feeling of deep and profound gratitude. Many people who order their lives rightly in all other ways are kept in poverty by their lack of gratitude. Having received one gift from God, they cut the wires which connect them with Him by failing to make acknowledgement.
Yep, fail to make acknowledgement.
It is easy to understand that the nearer we live to the source of wealth, the more wealth we shall receive. And it is easy also to understand that the soul that is always grateful lives in closer touch with God than the one which never looks to Him in thankful acknowledgement. The more gratefully we fix our minds on the Supreme when good things come to us, the more good things we will receive, the more rapidly they will come. And the reason simply is that the mental attitude of gratitude draws the mind into closer touch with the source from which the blessings come. If it is a new thought to you that gratitude brings your whole mind into closer harmony with the creative energies of the universe, consider it well, and you will see that it is true. The good things you already have come to you along the line of obedience to certain laws.
Obedience.
Gratitude will lead your mind out along the ways by which things come.
Yep.
It will keep you in close harmony with creative thought.
Lisa, what up, Lisa?
Prevent you from falling into competitive thought. Gratitude alone can keep you looking toward the all and prevent you from falling into the error of thinking of the supply as limited. And to do that would be fatal to your hopes. There is a law of gratitude, and it is absolutely necessary that you should observe the law if you are to get the results you seek. The law of gratitude is the natural principle that action and reaction are always equal and in opposite directions. The grateful outreaching of your mind in thankful praise to the Supreme is a liberation or expenditure of force. It cannot fail to reach that to which it addressed. And the reaction is an instantaneous movement towards you. Draw nigh unto God.
Draw nigh.
And He will draw nigh unto you. That is a statement of psychological truth.
Psychological truth.
And if your gratitude is strong and constant, the reaction in formless substance will be strong and continuous. The movement of the things you want will be always toward you. Notice the grateful attitude that Jesus took. How He always seems to be saying, I thank Thee, Father, that Thou hearest me. You cannot exercise much power without gratitude, for it is gratitude that keeps you connected with power. But the value of gratitude does not consist solely in getting you more blessings in the future.
Yep.
Without gratitude, you cannot long keep from dissatisfied thought regarding things as they are.
Without gratitude.
The moment you permit your mind to dwell with dissatisfaction upon things as they are, you begin to lose ground. You fix attention upon the common, the ordinary, the poor, and the squalid and mean. And your mind takes the form of these things. Then you will transmit these forms or mental images to the formless. And the common, the poor, squalid, mean will come to you. To permit your mind to dwell upon the inferior is to become inferior and to surround yourself with inferior things. On the other hand, to fix your attention on the best is to surround yourself with,
the best
and to become the best.
Become the best.
The creative power within us makes us into the image of that to which we give our attention. We are thinking substance, thinking substance always takes the form of that which it thinks about.
Yep.
The grateful mind is constantly fixed upon the best.
Always the
Therefore,
best.
Therefore, it tends to become the
it
best.
Becomes the best.
It takes the form or character.
Hold on. Don't miss that. Get a grateful mind. Usually just focuses on the best. So guess what? Because the grateful mind focuses on the best, it tends to become the best. Yo, when you're not grateful, you thinking about coulda, shoulda, woulda, things that could have been different, all that stuff. And so you thinking about negativity. So even if we look at it practically from a law of attraction perspective, you're attracting what you don't want because you're not focused on goodness. You focus on something else, right? You're not focusing on the best. You focus on the worst parts, right? There's a good side and a bad side. And you thinking about the bad side, so you attracting more the bad side. But when you're grateful, regardless of your circumstance, you are grateful, then you're only focusing. When you're grateful, you're only focusing on the best part of your life. And because you're grateful, because you're focusing on the best parts of your life, then you are telling God, the universe, hey, I want more of good stuff. And guess what God is going to do? God is going to give you more good stuff. You get what you focus on. So if you focus on lack, what's missing, what's not there, then guess what God is going to give you? More lack, what's missing, what's not there. Law of attraction, God, it works the same thing. There is no difference. People try to separate it as if, no, God is the creator of everything, right? And so from a law of attraction perspective, it works that way. That's why attitude of gratitude, being grateful, that is the master key.
Of the best, and will receive the best.
Yep.
Also, faith is born of gratitude.
Faith is born
of
gratitude.
The grateful mind continually expects good things.
Oh, the grateful mind continually expects good things.
Expectation becomes faith. The reaction of gratitude upon one's own mind produces faith, and every outgoing wave of grateful thanksgiving increases faith. He who has no feeling of gratitude cannot long retain a living faith.
Yep.
And without a living faith, you cannot get rich by the creative method. It is necessary then to cultivate the habit of being grateful for every good thing that comes to you, and to give thanks continuously. And because all things have contributed to your advancement, you should include all things in your gratitude. Do not waste time
all
thinking
things.
Or talking about the shortcomings.
Hey, yo, all things. Include all things in your gratitude.
Things or wrong actions of plutocrats or trust magnates. Their organization of the world has made your opportunity. All you get really comes to you because of them. Do not rage against corrupt politicians. If it were not for politicians, we should fall into anarchy, and your opportunity would be greatly lessened. God has worked a long time and very patiently to bring us up to where we are in industry and government.
Yep.
He's going right on with his work. There is not the least doubt that he will do away with plutocrats, trust magnates, captains of industry, and politicians as soon as they can be spared. But in the meantime, behold, They are all very good.
All of it is good.
Remember that they are all helping to arrange the lines of transmission along which your riches will come to you, and be grateful to them all. This will bring you into harmonious relations with the good in everything. And the good in everything will move toward you.
Good in everything will move towards you. Yo, this is Wiles D. Waddles. So this is from The Science of Getting Rich. So look, right? We talked about obedience. We talked about faith. And that's the master key, right? And patience. Right, we talked about obedience, we talked about faith, we talked about patience. But that's why, you know, thou shalt not covet, right? We shouldn't be looking at other people's stuff, right? We should be focused on the promise for our life. But even as you start looking at other people, you know what I'm saying? Even when you start looking at other people, you know, a lot of times, you know, we try to judge like who deserves and who doesn't deserve. But the truth of the matter is that all of our lives, right? All of our lives are in direct proportion to what we believe. That's it, right? There's no other prerequisite or anything like that. It's really, what do you believe? Are you obedient? Do you have faith, right? And in that faith, and are you patient, right? Mel, what up, Mel? I got Mel the Travelers in the building. But do you have faith? Do you believe? Right? And that belief system, right? That belief system is usually what, hold on.
Your belief is counted unto you as righteousness.
Your belief is counted to you as righteousness.
Your belief is counted unto you as righteousness.
Yep.
It will make the difference between where you fell short and what I call you to be. The last mile of the way is filled in simply by faith.
Filled in by faith.
That's a really good deal. He said, I'll mark your account up as if you were righteous, even though you're not righteous, just because you believe me.
Just because you believe me. Right? Just think, honestly, right? Just think about it in your life, right? If you told somebody you got them and they keep coming back to you like, yo, you got me, you got me, you got me, you got me, yo, you sure, you got me, you got me, you got me. Yeah, at some point you're gonna be like, come on, yeah, like you frustrating me. Yo, I told you got me. You gotta trust and believe I got you. You know what I'm saying? Yo, you got me, you got me, you got me. Yo, you gonna still do that? Yo, you got me, right? Like that gets annoying, right? Let me go back.
Your belief is counted unto you.
Yep.
As righteousness.
As righteousness.
It will make the difference, yep, between where you fell short and what I call you to be. The last mile of the way is filled in simply by faith.
Simply by faith.
That's a really good deal. He said, I'll mark your account up as if you were righteous,
yep,
even though you're not righteous, just because you believe me. Abraham believed God, the Bible said, and it was counted unto him as righteousness.
Yep.
Just because he believed God. That's why you have to be careful about judging people.
Yep.
Because you see what they did, but you don't know what they believe, and you don't know how God wrote it down in the books. And sometimes the one who is doing the judging might not be on the books as good as the one you are judging, because God counted that belief as righteousness.
Yep.
This is the condemnation.
Wait, hold on, TD. I think this message sounds better over the trap. I think we could hear it if we had the trap beat, no?
Mind Right Radio.
I think this sounds better. I think we could get it better.
Elevation.
With the trap. With the drill. Oh, it's my last one, y'all. I gotta go.
Your belief is counted unto you as righteousness. It will make the difference between where you fell short and what I call you to be.
What I call you to
the
be.
The last mile of the way is, yep, filled in simply by faith.
Simply by faith. That's last mile. Wait, hold on, hold on, hold on. My fault, y'all. My fault. You're the last. Look, the last mile. The last mile is filled in simply by faith. That means you get tired, you get discouraged, whatever. Yo, the last mile is filled in simply by faith. Hold on one more time. Sorry. I gotta go, because look, I ain't gonna flex, but you know what I'm saying? Like, that's how you know. Look, God's favor. Normally, yo, back in the day, I had to go to a barber shop. Yo, now my barber pull up on me. You know what I'm saying? So I got a barber appointment. You know what I'm saying? That comes to, you know what I mean? I ain't flexing. It's just, you know what I mean? So I gotta go. I gotta go for the barber pull up. Yo, God is the greatest. God is the greatest. Let's go.
Your belief is counted unto you as righteousness.
As righteousness.
It will make the difference between where you fell short and what I call you to be. The last mile of the way is filled in simply by faith.
Simply by faith.
That's a really good deal. He said, I'll mark your account up as if you were righteous, even though you're not righteous.
Even though you're not righteous. Yep.
That's why you have to be careful about judging people.
Yep.
Because you see what they did, but you don't know what they believe.
You don't know they believe.
You don't know how God wrote it down in the books. And sometimes the one who is doing the judging might not be on the books as good as the one you are judging, because God counted that belief as righteousness.
Yep.
What God is concerned about in us is the fact that we do not believe. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son.
God is the greatest.
That whosoever believeth on him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
Everlasting life.
We miss it all the time.
Yep.
We give him works. We give him duties. We give him all kinds of sacrifices, walking around trying to be spiritual. None of that is going to count as much as simply taking God at his word, believing what he has said about you, walking in truth and in clarity, and having peace of mind. Somebody holler, I believe.
I believe.
The enemy does everything he can to tear down your belief system. If you open up a business, if you open up a company, one of the things you have is vision, purpose, and goals. And you write them down so all of your staff and all your team and all your customers can know, this is who I am. I am defined by my vision, my purpose, and my goals. That's my playbook.
That's my creed. Yep.
That's what I believe. You see, the reason that's important, if you know who you are, then you know who you are not.
Then you know who you are not.
If you don't know who you are, somebody can ascribe any identity onto you, and you will morph into whatever they want you to be. And that's what has happened with a whole lot of us. Some of us have been 10 or 12 different people, depending upon who we were with, because we don't know who we are. We become whoever they want us to be. And then when they leave us, we are confused because we have no real understanding of who we are. You say, well, I thought you were talking about believing in God. I'm talking about believing God, but I'm also talking about believing in yourself.
Yep.
I can do all
things. I can do what?
I can do all things. Oh my God. Just I'm right there. Say it again. I can do all things. Wouldn't it be amazing if you believed that? Wouldn't you sleep good tonight if you believed that? Wouldn't you walk around with your head up and your back straight if you believe that? Say it again, I can do all things. You wouldn't be intimidated by anybody, anywhere, at any time if you just believe that. Say it again, I can do all things. Can you imagine how different your job interview would go if you really believed that and walked in? They said, what do you do? I can do
all things. All.
Imagine if you were taught that from the time you were born into the world. The first thing your mama told you when they spanked you on the behind is, don't worry about it, baby. You can do all things. We quote it, but we don't believe it. not like we need to. One of the great privileges of my life for me is an opportunity to interact with people that I've seen from afar, if I get to see up close. I have met very few incredibly successful people who were not positive about themselves.
Positive about themselves.
Confident in themselves. And I have met none of them who were any more gifted than you. None of them. None of them are any more gifted than you. In fact, in many cases, they are less gifted, less talented, less skilled. They don't have more than you. They think differently than you. People aren't blessed because they have more. Life is an equal opportunity.
Equal opportunity. I keep telling y'all.
You come here with two eyes and two legs and two ears and a nose and a mouth and a couple of hands. Boom, you're here. What you do with what God gave you is left up to you. The God sitting beside you has no more than you do. He might have done more with what he had, but he didn't get any more.
Yep.
I want you to understand that the predicament that you are in.
Hey, yo, the predicament that you're in right now.
Your destiny.
Yep.
They don't believe nothing.
Yep.
Let me try y'all over here. The predicament that you are in right now does not your destiny.
Does not defy your destiny.
A little bit better. I'm going to try this section over here. The predicament that you are in right now does not define your destiny. You ought to look at every negative situation in your house and say, you're a liar.
Yep. You're a liar.
You're a liar. You lied on me.
I'm better than that.
You ought to lay hands on that tumor and call it a liar.
Call it a liar.
Every voice that said you'll never be nothing.
Yo, you gotta call it out. Look, hold on. Every voice that said you was gonna be nothing, you gotta call it out. You gotta call it out.
A liar. Every time something whispers in your ear and says you can't make it through this. You can't take this.
Yep.
You're going to have a nervous breakdown.
You're going to
lose your mind.
Yep.
You're going to die like your mama did.
Yep.
You're going to get sick like your daddy did.
Yep.
You got to talk.
You got to look.
And say, hey! Sickness is a lie.
Yep.
Failure is a lie.
Yep.
Depression is a lie.
Yep.
Suicide is a lie.
Yep.
Despair is a lie.
Yep.
Spirits of heaviness, you're a liar.
Yep.
Disease, you're a liar.
Yep.
Can't learn,
you're a liar.
Can't read,
you're a liar.
Can't make it,
you're a
liar. Can't take it, you want to call out every liar.
Y'all appreciate y'all. Thank y'all for tapping in. We gone.
Mind Right
we gone.
Radio. Your number one source for my
Ball about to pull up. Because, yo, you know, like, I got the... That used to be a shame on my ball spot, but that's why I be ball, because... All right, y'all. I got to go. I appreciate y'all. Yeah. When my joint be growing in, I got the George Jefferson. I don't know what happened. So I gotta get right. You know what I'm saying? Every week. But hold on. Yo, fast shout to Just B. Just, yo, look, the mixtape's coming out, B, soon. Hey, y'all, I appreciate everybody for the badge love. 38 badges, appreciate y'all. Oh! My self-worth and net worth are building every day. My self-worth and net worth are building every day. Hey, I'm about to bar this up. Watch what I do with these bars. Ramaya Trash, appreciate the badge love. D Era explains it all. Thank you for the badge love. The business bully, my God, appreciate the badge love twice. Blue Five Keys, thank you for the badge love. I am Steph Riley, thank you for the badge love. The Matrice Carter, thank you for the badge love. Patrick Watkins, thank you for the badge love. Damian Burris, thank you for the badge love. Jamal Griff, thank you for the badge love. Butterfly Thoughts, thank you for the badge love. Rocky J Designs, thank you for the badge love. Damon Cash, CEO, thank you for the badge love. Dr. Mansa Musa, thank you for the badge love. Miss Tiff, thank you for the badge love. KR Kids Clothing, thank you for the badge love. Panther Inc. Graphics, thank you for the badge love. Sandra 78, thank you for the badge love. Courtney and Miller, appreciate the badge love. Cassandra Henderson, thank you for the badge love. Stacy, I Stay Rich, thank you for the badge love. Square Biz, thank you for the badge love. The Don Oliver, thank you for the badge love twice. It's A Low, thank you for the badge love twice. Berber, thank you for the badge love. C Realty Group, thank you for the badge love. Mr. Rook Real Estate, thank you for the badge love. L Chantel, thank you for the badge love. Saba Michelle, thank you for the badge love. All Black Everything Pop Up, thank you for the badge love. You see impossible, I see impossible. Thank you for the badge love. The Only MJ, thank you for the badge love. Jay Varner Media, thank you for the badge love twice. All right, y'all, love y'all. I appreciate y'all. Thank you for tapping in, tuning in. The Ash Cash Show every Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Make sure you go to the ashcashshow.com. Subscribe to the podcast. Go to ashcashtv.com. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. I appreciate y'all. See y'all tomorrow. In God's will. Tomorrow's Thursday, so we got a powerful episode for you tomorrow. All right, y'all. I appreciate y'all. Say it again. Look. My self-worth and net worth are building every day. My self-worth and net worth are building every day. My self-worth and net worth are building every day. All right, y'all. Peace.
I'm talking about wealth.
Money ain't a thing. Money ain't a thing.
Money in the bank. Money in the bank.
We can talk, but money talk. So talk
money. Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash.